I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Good morning, video games. Welcome once again to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games hosted by three very kind and knowledgeable boys. Thank you for joining us. My name is Tommy Dasilo, and we also have...
Ben Vanell, episode 130. I'm feeling flirty.
And rounding out the trio, we have...
Adam Knox. I'm feeling... I just came, so I'm not horny at all.
Wow, okay, yeah. How long's your recharge time?
I thought you were going to say, like, my reach. I could get the other fucking wall from here, bro.
How long's your dick, man?
It's short, but it's powerful.
I'm the opposite. I got a really long dick, but my reach is very low. You and I would basically be able to hit the same point.
It only gets halfway down the dick sometimes.
Oh, wonderful stuff. Joining us today, we have two very special guests. You know them from the podcast Mic Check, which is one of my favorite podcasts, and their new podcast Total Reboot, which I've not listened to yet and can only assume is terrible. Please welcome Cameron James and Alexi Toliopoulos.
Hey, guys. So I feel at home. I wasn't sure how I was going to fit in, but as soon as you guys started talking about cum and short, powerful dicks, I knew that I'd come to the right podcast.
Cameron has never played a video game, but he loves cum. Yeah. He absolutely loves the stuff.
Yeah, I go gaga for this shit.
I think they're making a game of your life, Cam, called Battle Chodes.
Oh, yes. Nice, dude.
This is the kind of shit I like. Yes. This is the kind of shit I really like. Excellent, guys. This is cool. Thanks for letting me be a nerd for a day.
Feels what's cool. Your so neither of you, do you play games at all?
I just bought a Nintendo Switch.
Oh, sick.
And everyone has been so proud of me. I've been getting lots of messages. Truscott and Levin said they were literally proud of me to finally get that Switch.
Great.
And so I've played it many a time.
Oh. What'd you get on it?
I just got Zelda and Mario Kart.
Great. It would have been great if you hadn't bought any games for it yet. It's like it's a slow process. Yeah.
I've been creating my Miitomo for a little while. I'm trying to get him to look like me at the moment. They don't have a curly hair setting.
Great.
So just when I get that, I'm going to rip shit up.
What are your glasses options? They're pretty limited.
Just the regular pair, but I made them gold so they look like mine.
Yes. You are wearing kind of gold glasses.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's thanks, sick. Man. Thank you so much.
But they fit on your face, so I'm not like, it's not like I'm, whoa, Kanye West is here or whatever. Yeah.
Wait.
Honestly.
he wears weird sunglasses.
Those Venetian shades.
Yeah.
From 2006.
Please let the record show I am not wearing the Venetian shade sunglasses as my regular pair.
No, you
are.
You were wearing them as you came in and you were listening to MGMT.
Yeah. On speaker.
Yeah, you've got poor eyesight, so those Venetians are prescriptions, so you can actually see properly out of them.
Give me something to focus on, just in the foreground.
I would have gone more Elton John as a frame of reference. Oh, with those gold chains.
Honestly,
it's real Crocodile Rock hours in here.
I prefer Kanye West. Thank you.
Well, you got a problem with Croc Rock?
Sorry, man.
Not into it.
Not into it, dude. Too weird for me. Too weird.
Yeah.
Elton John, a little too weird. A little too old.
Alt.rock.
What about you, Cam, as the Bernie to Alexi's Elton John?
Do you play any video games? Bernie Taupin, good reference.
Thank you.
See, I'm more into rock and roll shit. That's the kind of shit.
Yeah. Yes. Like welcome to another episode of Benny and the Jets.
No, I famously, the last video game I ever played was the Rocky game on Xbox.
Great.
And I had a tantrum when my little brother beat me and I refused to ever play a video game again.
Wow.
Yep.
Cam only plays video games based on Best Picture winning.
The Goodfellas ones.
Yeah.
That's sadly Goodfellas lost to Dances with Fools in 1990, unfortunately. One of the greatest defeats in cinema history.
Oh, Crash.
Yeah, the Crash.
Crash Bandicoot. Great trilogy.
Getting beaten by your brother and swearing never to play a video game again is a that's the backstory to someone who then goes on to win the ultimate video game tournament.
Yes.
Or someone who goes on to write the game.
So we have a bit of game news or gaming related news that I thought you guys might be interested in getting in on, probably within your wheelhouse. So Billy Mitchell, the former world record holder of Donkey Kong, among many other games, featured in the documentary The King of Kong. He had his titles unceremoniously stripped of him by Guinness during the week.
Yeah, he threw like a chair at a bus window and broke it, I'm pretty sure is what happened.
Is that
and what
real?
He had the record
Conor
for that.
McGregor. Oh, come on.
I'm so sorry.
He's UFC.
Yeah.
MMA is my religion.
You're wearing Tap Out branded glasses.
Yeah. and big gold Venetian things. I realize you said glasses instead of shirts. I was going to do a glasses thing, but then I caught up and went like, oh no, he said glasses.
Yeah.
Guess I'm bailing out of this.
That's cool though. I'm glad you bailed out.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
You've been unceremoniously stripped from the podcast. Twin so galaxies gracefully. Themselves.
This is going to sound really weird when I'm edited out of the whole thing.
Because you'll be the one editing it too.
Yeah.
I love Billy Mitchell. I love him. I feel like this just only makes him a bigger icon in many ways to now be like totally 100% a villain. I love it.
Do you reckon he has like sad kind of silly neckties for when he's in mourning? Like the American flag, like that tie is at half mast, like around his neck for the week.
A piano with like only the minor keys.
I think all silly ties are already sad.
That's the undercurrent.
I've always wanted to buy some of his hot sauce.
Yeah, me too.
It's but the shipping prices are insane. I looked it up, and you can't really get it from to send to Australia, so you have to get it.
Does Steve Wiebe get anything out of this or no?
Well, the stage is set for a sequel now, surely. Yeah. Like, because so much has happened in the
King of Kong is dead. Long live the King of Kong.
When did that movie come out? Like 2007 or something.
Something like that. I think since then, Steve Wiebe is now like fifth or something in the world.
Yeah,
because a lot of people got way more into Donkey Kong because of that movie.
Yeah. Right.
So he kind of shot himself in the foot because he got so sad about it.
So why did he get it? Was he using like an emulator or something? Is that
using an emulator? Yeah, and that's a violation of Twin Galaxies, which is the forum that kind of collates all that stuff. So they were like, "This is no good," and so Guinness were like, "All right, well, see you, mate."
So was he playing it on an arcade style game, or does that mean he had like a little console and like a little his own little setup so he could just relax on a lounge and?
You can get hotter on that mic if you want to.
I can get hotter.
There you go. That's
hell yeah, dude.
Thanks, dude. I've been going to the gym, so I'm hoping I get to get hotter. So what is like, an emulator? Does that mean it's on a PC or something?
Like the thing he was using basically plays the game for you, does it frame by frame perfectly what it and like I think he plays through something, but then if you fuck up, you can rewind and basically do it perfectly.
Oh.
But he also, even like in the film, he's kind of outed as being a bit of a like a shithead, right?
Because he submitted by tape and stuff like that.
And then he made them not allow Steve Wiebe's tape be submitted.
That's right.
He had his little baby son crying in the background.
This whole story is fucking weird too because it started with a dude who was cheating at some old like Atari 2600 game, a drag racing thing. And they were like, I don't think that score you posted is like physically possible to get in the game. And then they proved it wasn't. And he still was like, nah, but I did do it. And then they went into that and then they were going to get tapes off of somebody, this Twin Galaxies company. And the person who they were going to get tapes from, who was like a judge, had all of his shit held by the government because of child pornography charges,
good Lord.
I believe.
Wow.
So, and I hope it is that since I've said it now. But like, it was like all this real weird, like dark shit. Mm. So it's a crazy little world we live in.
Mm.
So wait, this isn't any of the people that are in The King of Kong?
No, these are all separate people who just have different records on that Twin Galaxies page for different games. Like they have a whole bunch of things for a whole bunch of different records. Mm. And a lot of them were submitted by tapes and like these guys were friends. And so they're just like, slip it to me under the table.
Oof. Billy Mitchell, he really is like a perfect real life villain.
He's got like a Darth Vader helmet hair.
Yeah. Weird hair, makes his own hot sauce, flamboyant fashion sense. Yes. Like he's like
and
human.
Flammable fashion sense.
Yeah. Yes. He's human modern Jafar from Aladdin.
Oh, like, he's so good. I actually think it's the. Honestly, I know it's a documentary, but I think it's. I know it's a documentary. I know this. I'm aware. But I do think it's the best drama I've ever seen.
It's so great.
I've watched it so many times. It's perfect villain hero story.
Yep.
And this is the best part of it. They need to make a sequel now.
They need to.
For sure.
I need to see it.
I love that he kind of paints, it's so clear that he paints himself as this all-American Chuck Norris hero.
Yeah.
I just always think about that moment in the film, like, all the time where he's like, yeah, do you know what my three-letter name is? Just guess. The clue's right in front of you. USA. And he just like refuses to say it. He's just trying to make them guess. It's like, you've never heard. Yeah. He's like, you've never heard my voice in this movie before. Why would it come in now? It's so weird.
Oh, it's the best.
I need to rewatch that movie. I remember loving it like at the time and thinking the same thing of like, oh my God, this is Shakespeare.
Has he come out and said anything about this? Like I couldn't, the article I'm looking at, there's no statement from him because he seems like he would just be one of those guys that's like so deep into being a freak that he, none of this would register. Like he wouldn't be going, oh well, I got caught cheating, that's a shame, that's, I guess that's the risk you run. He seems like a guy who would be doubling down and going,
absolutely,
nah, this is a fucking
like Donald
shit.
Trump, he'll just come back harder. Either that or he'll just disappear into his hot sauce franchise and we'll never hear from him again.
I've got other stuff on.
He'll sink into a big vat of his hot sauce, like giving a thumbs up as he goes down.
I think those shipping costs might come down because he's not going to have too much else going on. So you might finally be able to get your hands on it. Well, yes, speaking of video game movies, the
speaking
main reason...
Speaking of video games, favorite segue.
the reason we got you two guys on the show today was to talk about the movie Rampage, which came out this week. And so we've all seen it now.
Yep.
And yes, we are still at the point of the comedy festival where we do not have a lot of time to play anything new to talk about on the show.
Yes.
What we do have time to do is sit through a shitty 2-hour long movie at Hoyt's Melbourne Central.
Oh, yes.
Is that where you guys went?
We did as
we
well.
We did indeed.
Yeah. Yep. Cool. What cinema number?
11.
Yeah, oh my God, we were in 11 too.
What seat numbers?
Oh, dude. We were like, what were we, H or something?
Yeah, H.
H 11 and 12. Yeah.
We went right at the back.
We were right
at the back. We went back of the bus, boys.
I've never sat that far back where I could see the light of the projector kind of the whole time, and it was very distracting.
See, I love the back row. I always go back row.
I think what's the point of going to a movie and sitting at the back because the screen just looks like a TV size? Mm.
Yeah.
I think you've got a problem with your eyes.
That's our wrap up of Rampage, guys. So, yeah, we really went in depth and I hope you guys got a lot out of this.
I technically bought two tickets.
Oh, yeah.
Because Ben had already gotten me one but didn't tell me.
Well, you were running late. And like, real late.
And then I got there and I bought a ticket and you were like, oh, I already got you a ticket. So I ran even later because I had
to. This is exactly what it was like. They were bickering the whole damn time about this.
Like an old married couple.
And I can imagine, Alexa, you were sweating and nervous, trying to keep the peace.
Just going to try and make these guys just like each other again. What can I do?
Trying to parent trap them.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes. I brought a little twin just to come hang out with us.
We had to keep yelling at you that we were never your parents.
What did you... I saw a photo. Ben, you posted a photo on Instagram of the three of you. So you had a big old popcorn there, Noxie.
A medium popcorn and a medium Coca-Cola that I immediately spilled down my front.
Beautiful.
Cool down. The Rock gets it steamy in there. That's what we're saying.
It made me feel
the
real
rock
sick.
The never looked better.
Yeah.
Hey. So you and I went yesterday, Cam.
Yes.
We went late in the afternoon. You almost ended up missing your own comedy festival show because of this movie.
That's how much I care about this podcast. when the movie finished, I had 15 minutes before my show started.
Fuck.
So I had to sprint over, and I also needed to piss as well, but I just had to hold it for the whole hour.
Really?
Down his front when he got there immediately.
I was getting so antsy in that last 20 minutes, half an hour or so. I was like squirming around, and I kept checking my phone to look at the time. I was having a little fucking panic attack. Did that distract you at all?
Distracted me a lot. Other people being anxious around me makes me more anxious than they are. So I... I felt bad. I felt like I had forced this upon you.
Oh,
but then I was like, no, I gave you, I told you that Ben and Adam were going the next morning.
Yeah.
Like you, there was no reason for you to agree to this if you didn't want to do it.
But honestly, I felt I'm addicted to drama.
Just felt so, there was so much drama. I felt so guilty because, you were fucking, you were fidgeting up a storm. Oh, it was incredible.
I couldn't handle
it. Fidgeters. I love, we've watched so many shitty fucking movies together over the years where just like the time just starts catching up to him and he loves getting up and pacing around and just like checking how much longer's left.
Oh,
I remember
God.
Once he did laundry during a movie when we were watching out of his house because he couldn't handle it anymore.
I'm normally very good at this shit, but yeah, whenever I have a deadline, I start honestly having a little.
Because I noticed at the start of the movie, you were like, you were rock solid.
Dwayne the Rock Johnson solid.
But you were very, like, because I'm a bit of a fidgeter.
Yeah.
Like my default is like bit fidgety. You were just perfectly still. Mm. Then all of a sudden you crossed a line where you were tossing and turning. You were checking your watch. Then you were checking your phone.
As if there was a time difference
between the two of them.
Yeah.
You were rolling around in your seat. You were slowly slumping down. Like by the end, you were basically horizontal.
I know. I really started to get anxious. I really did.
When Pam's the movie got crank disease, where his heart stopped, if he doesn't add a little bit of adrenaline at every few hours.
I have to get laid every hour. Yeah.
When the movie ended, did you just run off?
We leisurely walked out.
Why?
But then I sprinted as soon as I parted from Tommy.
I knew what was going on. So my plan was to go use the toilets at the cinema. So I was walking slowly and then I kind of stopped you. I stopped you at the top of the escalator to continue a conversation that we were having.
Yeah.
And I knew what I was doing.
Thanks a lot, man.
Trying to get one back on you for ruining what up until you started fidgeting was the best movie I've ever seen.
Yeah, I am sorry. Hey, you know what also looks good? Did you guys get the trailer for Skyscraper?
Yes, we did.
We walked in 20 minutes late and that was playing.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was very confusing because also watching this movie, we had kind of an opposite viewing to you guys where I think at different points the three of us all dozed off. And so there were points where I would wake up and go, like, I'd get confused with what I had already seen and what was part of Skyscraper. And then also at points, I'm like, he's dressed like the Jumanji guy. And I start thinking about that movie. And it was just too much altogether.
Yeah. At one point during the Skyscraper trailer, Lex, I didn't know what movie it was going to be. Mm. It just showed him with like a fake leg.
Yeah.
And he'd lost a limb in the war or something. And his wife was like, it's going to be okay. And I thought that this was a new dramatic movie starring
me
the
doctor.
That's what I thought. Yes. And I said to Tommy, is this a drama? I got so excited that there was a new rock drama coming.
Because we were talking about that the other day. And like, The Rock has not done anything serious. He's never had the opportunity to not look down the camera if he needs to. It's like, I want to see a serious movie. I'm like, holy shit, this looks fucking awful. Good on him. He's making a crappy Oscar run drama. And then I thought at either some point, something's going to blow up.
As soon as
gonna
they kill said someone. He's a security expert. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I thought either that it was going to reveal it was like a goofy movie parody. Like, he's like, wait a second, now I'm the tooth fairy?
Yeah. Hold on, the new leg you're giving me has the soul of a criminal in it? I think he can't be in drama things because when The Rock wears normal people clothing, he looks fucking ridiculous.
He does.
Him in that suit in that trailer is the dumbest looking human being.
You have to find a way to justify in the plot, like, why this normal accountant is just absolutely shredded beyond belief. But Cam, you laid your soul open to me. You, in a moment of vulnerability, you didn't know what was going on the screen. You asked me if this was a drama. Yeah. In all earnestness, cut to me every 15 minutes during Rampage turning to you and going, "Is this a drama?"
Getting roasted, and I'm just trying to connect with George the Ape on screen. And this fucking cunt next to me.
I honestly think I said the exact same thing to Knox during the trailer.
I heard you say, "Is this a drama?"
Yeah, I got so excited.
You guys are just connected. Like you're just always connected.
We have spent a little too much time together. A little too much time.
Was the shock of finding out that it's not a drama what caused you to spill that Coke all down your shirt? Oh, God, it's an action movie. That had me going there.
Yeah.
I wish it had a reason. I just tried to drink it.
We should say as well, when we're talking about this movie, if anyone does want to see it, we're going to be talking about the whole thing.
I said to you before, Knox, it feels like an unspoilable movie.
Yeah. Yes.
But I reckon it's worth going for a fun afternoon. So if you want to do that, go and do it and then listen to this.
Yeah. So this is based on a video game from 1986. Now, have you guys, Alexi and Cam, have you played this game before?
No, but I am kind of familiar with it.
Right. Yeah.
I know that it's about three monsters in the city.
Was it a Donkey Kong ripoff? Is it the same thing where you're at the top of a building and something big is climbing up to you and you have to knock it off or something?
You're the monsters you're trying to smash up the city.
Yeah.
Turns out the humans were the monsters all along.
So, yeah, they haven't made a new one of these in many, many, many... I think they made one in, like, 2006 for the Wii,
Yeah.
This movie's been in development since 2009.
Has it really?
Yeah.
Well, it shows.
Yeah.
Felt like 2009 watching this. Yeah.
So should we just go through it, like, beat by beat, kind of, I guess?
First, I just want to say congratulations to The Rock. You made another movie, baby. Good work.
More money in the skyrocket for old DJ. So we open with a bit of text explaining that this company's...
The dumbest. I immediately laughed.
Yes. I laughed because that came up and then Cam next to me very loudly went, "Yes, a crawl."
And the thing that the genetic editing whatever thing is called CRISPR.
Yes,
that's what made me laugh.
Sounds like a new KFC burger.
The fucking worst dating app.
Yeah, you keep your vegetables in the CRISPR.
It's so good.
Fuck.
I can't even remember what it said, but it was something along the lines of they developed it to cure diseases, but then the government identified it as a weapon of mass destruction.
Yes.
And so it got confiscated by the government.
Imagine no more cancer. It'll be fucking chaos. Yeah. We need to shut this thing down. So then we see like a bit of a prologue thing of the explanation of needing this canisters of this whatever it is, this experiment to be thrown to the three corners of the earth.
This movie starts in space.
Why did you go, "Oh yes," as if you saw it like 3 years ago? Like you've come straight from the cinema.
I forgot. And I at the end of it I was like, I love this. I really like that dumb prologue. I don't know why.
Really?
I really, really liked it.
Did you think it was cool that instead of an alien or something, it was just a giant rat?
A big rat.
It's the dumbest looking rat, too.
It's crazy.
I thought the rat looked fucking cool.
I thought it looked
cool.
It was really tense, and I think it's because the music was so obnoxiously loud. Mm. Yeah. I was genuinely on edge.
There's a lot of like loud trumpet action movie music in this action movie. Who'd have thought?
With these movies now, are they really getting like a new score done for everyone? It honestly always just sounds like the exact same three tracks.
Could just be a reuse from San Andreas or something.
Yeah.
They're all the same.
Yeah.
The rat was so dumb.
I agree.
When it was like a fucked up spaceship and we're kind of, the camera's panning through it, I'm like, this is kind of interesting. Let's see what's happening here.
Dead body floats.
Yeah. It seems like that digital floating CGI blood. I love that shit.
And it's all spherical because it's in space.
Swim through that. I want to get in there.
Revealed that it's just a rat that got big.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man. Okay. Well, at least I know what kind of movie I'm watching.
But it looks like the rat isn't even that big compared to her. Like if she was on the ground, it'd just be like a dog that you could like kick away if you needed to. It's just the fact that it's zero gravity and it can like fucking
It would be about the same carnage that a loose dog on a space station would cause as well. Yeah. It's like, oh, there's fucking dogs kicking all the instruments.
Brazilian capybara, you know, that giant guinea pig. Yeah. It's just one of those just floating around. It's like, get me away from it. It's too big. It's bigger than it's meant to be.
So then we see The Rock and his three...
Well, so she has to grab the things and they make her grab the canisters before they'll let her leave.
We hear someone ordering her to.
Corrupt shit. Let her out.
They put up red flags for me, honestly. Yeah. But then she like jettisons out, but her spaceship or her like escape pod blows up.
Yeah.
And those three canisters fly off.
Fall to earth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So cool.
So then we see The Rock in the zoo where he works.
Fucking John Cena's standing in the middle of the jungle again, like in every movie, and CM Punk like walks up and there's like three people behind him and the dude in the
party as being annoying.
Yeah, the young dude.
The young guy.
The young Turk.
This is the first weird thing about this movie. So he's there with, like, who are those three guys? They're like students of the
Lost. Yeah. Two of them are students. One of them is like an assistant.
He's assistant, yeah. So he's like kind of teaching them about like gorillas in packs and everything like that.
And there's but he starts with a joke.
The student guy is like, yeah, I've been to Uganda. I did a bunch of cool shit over there. It was pretty great. And The Rock like puts his fist up to be like, hey, buddy.
Stop.
There's danger afoot.
And then he's like, this guy's telling porky pies.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
this guy's dropping a lot of monkey shit.
That's the exact line.
And everyone absolutely fucking loses their mind with laughter.
People in the cinema
hilarious. Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah.
Because the three of us were very not laughing at any point.
Were you guys all asleep by this point? You just tuck it out after that space scene.
I think we laughed, but we laughed at how lame it was.
Yeah. This movie made me kind of endear itself to me.
What?
By how
Tommy, don't start picking him up on this. Yeah. You will not stop.
I was endeared to this movie because it had quite a few jokes and not a single one landed. It's like, I've been there. Yeah. I've been that guy. And just seeing that just go.
I agree with you for 99.9% of it, but we'll get to something that happens at the very end that I think we will all agree very much landed. But anyway, that's jumping ahead. But so the weirdest thing about this little trio that he has with him, it's kind of set up like, oh, okay, the four of them are going to be on this adventure together.
They'll be the heroes of the story.
Little
and after this scene, we just never see these three again.
They're clearly in the fucking jungle here too. And then they walk up and they're just in a zoo.
San Diego Zoo.
They're in deep jungle. There's like mist and shit in the air. Yeah. And then they walk over and it's like, oh no, there's a car park nearby. It's the weirdest way to get into the gorilla enclosure. But then, they're looking at the gorillas, the like younger males beating his chest. And you're like, uh-oh, here's the gorilla for the film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then a bigger gorilla shows up.
Yeah, big albino boy.
Big white.
Who is called George. And The Rock has taught him sign language and he's The Rock's little buddy.
And George has a wicked sense of humor.
George is a bit of a rascal.
Yeah.
He is a rascal.
The Rock refers to his sense of humor as twisted at the end of the episode.
He literally does.
He's like the Joker.
At this point was what I really zoned in on, because I'll go on the record right now. I dislike The Rock's acting. I don't like seeing him on screen. Give another gig to Paul Giamatti or someone. Get The Rock out of there. Get a guy who's trained up in acting. But the Rock, I find him so false that when he was acting against like this CGI ape, I'm like, this is the same if anyone else was in the scene. His performance would not change at all.
It's just
exactly the same thing, because that's how he learns. He probably just looks at himself in the mirror and says all the lines out.
I'm a critic, I'll roast The Rock.
I think he's fine.
I think he's fine as well.
He does portray, he's very empathetic to watch, he's got a good presence. I thought he was good being sweet to the monkey in the eye.
I think I liked it more because he was like, well, there's no one else suffering in this scene with him having to act against him. It's just like, nah, he's good. He's putting it all out there.
Have like an Andy Serkis type of person though being the ape?
Yeah, there's a dude who's credited with being the ape.
Yeah, right.
And it wasn't Andy Serkis.
No.
That's crazy.
Wow. He must be fucking spewing.
Yeah.
Fuming at this.
My favorite bit of this scene was The Rock is doing sign language to both of the gorillas, and at one point he signs the sentence something like, his family was taken by poachers, but he just does the most simple. He just goes like, his family was taken by poachers.
No way this is real sign language. No way.
All of them, everything that he's communicating is him banging his fists together once.
Is it like Chinese where it's like one character can be like a whole sentence? Like that's what they seem to think sign language is. Like, touch your finger once, that's your life story.
Yes.
Done and dusted.
Yeah. And then this gorilla who has the facial expressions of a man starts like fucking around with him and gives him the finger.
That's the thing. So the whole thing of this is like this gorilla mutating and being really scary. It's already kind of fucked even before that happens. It knows what flipping the bird is.
I know.
It's got a weird, overly human face.
It laughs.
It laughs.
It looks like fucking Ron Perlman, dude. But also in that scene, it's set up that the crazy thing about this movie, it does so much to set up, this is the family at the zoo. This is our little ecosystem here. Yeah. Yep. This is their tribe. And he's talking about like, you got to be careful of Pee-wee or whatever the other monkey's name is.
Bobo or something.
And he says as well, he goes, you have like, his family was killed by poachers. Yeah. Remember that white gorilla, George. Yeah.
And like, George, you got to look after him. You know, he's part of your tribe now. Like, it's going to come back up in the movie and be like part of like an emotional arc. Never comes up again.
Yeah. And he doesn't even at all. They do reference family again at the end.
Familiar.
I don't get why he doesn't just kill those other gorillas in the movie as well instead of the bear.
Yeah,
because they just kill a bear that you don't care about. Because like, who's this bear?
It's too much. I mean,
it might have made us hate George if he killed that little one.
Yeah.
But he hates himself for having done it.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I reckon this movie should have taken some risks.
It's true. It's like a ballless movie. That makes so much sense for them to kill Pee-wee or whatever.
Yeah. There were a couple of points.
Stop saying Pee-wee.
I don't know his name.
Happy to just stick with Pee-wee. Yeah, Pee-wee. Let's make that our official party line. The gorilla's name is Pee-wee.
And then all the characters who
the human
Stone
characters.
Cold Steve Austin is interacting with. There's no reason for them to be there. The girl comes up and is like, hey, I'd fuck you tonight.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I'm going.
That's when I knew she wasn't going to be a lead character in the movie. So first I thought she was, and then she bounces into the shot, like, and I went, oh, they're just going to make her be someone who wants to fuck The Rock.
So then she's literally not in the movie again. So her sole purpose for being in the movie is to get across the exposition that The Rock hates other people. Brutal.
The Rock won't fuck. He refuses.
The Rock never fucks.
The Rock is such a virgin in movies.
Yeah, you leaned over and said that to me.
I was like, The Rock is such a virgin. The guy, he's got no sexual presence in movies.
I said that to Tommy after the movie too. I said, he's like clearly
about
a handsome guy. I said, this guy never fucks.
Well, and they hammered it home with that woman saying that, and then the nerdy glasses guy was like, women find you very attractive.
I love a movie that has to spell out that the guy's hot in it.
But
I love
in
that.
Fast and Furious as well, the last one where Rock is like teaching his daughters how to do soccer, and the soccer moms are all trying to fuck him. He just brushes them off. The guy, there's like this weird kind of just like psychological thing, philosophical thing where The Rock just like wants women to be attracted to him, but then refuses to fuck them.
It's the same as Tom Cruise in all his movies. He's very asexual. I think it's maybe to be more broadly appealing.
I think it's an American puritanical thing, if I had to guess, where they want you to be sexually attractive, but then also don't be interested in sex.
Because teenagers are going to go see this movie, so it's the same way, you know, a teenager can go watch Twilight and go, Rob Pattinson's hot, but he can't fuck her because he's a vampire. That's cool.
Remember, like, blockbusters and stuff and action movies, like, there would be, you know, there'd be some tits in there at some point.
They'd swear to
13-year-old male audience.
Yeah. Oh, when Kurt Russell was an action star, he was just like a fuck man.
Yeah, yeah.
He was a fuck man.
Yeah, Steven Seagal was always getting his dick off.
Steven Seagal ripped his dick off in a movie and handed it to a woman. The Rock would never do that.
And it's also like, it's good that that no longer is like, oh, the action hero is cool because he fucked this girl.
Yeah,
but then still having your cake and eating it too, of being like, the girl wants to fuck him.
But I'm genuinely surprised once we get, we're jumping ahead a bit, but into the later scene in the city where the gorilla is like terrorizing the city, that there's no like him peeking in through a bathroom window and just a girl in the shower and her screaming and the gorilla going,
That would have happened if it was made in the 90s.
That's the other thing. Every time this gorilla laughs, this motherfucker sounds like Tim the Toolman Taylor. Did you guys notice that?
Yes. No. Like, I did.
Why would
sounds
The Rock
like
not
Tim
be
the
going?
Toolman Taylor looks like Al. White bearded Al. Yeah, okay, so the canisters, they land all over Earth, three of them. And
all over Earth.
All over
Wyoming. San Diego.
And Dakota, some other place.
And it does make sense that they only landed on one side of the Earth.
Florida is the other one, because it's the
gator boy.
One of them is in this San Diego Zoo that, as far as we know, has two enclosures. It's got a gorilla and a couple bears.
Just a bunch of crying kids walking home going, like, that zoo sucked.
It's actually the same zoo as Anchorman, dude. Zoo, dude.
Which also features the bear, right?
Yeah.
Maybe it's that bear.
That poor bear, man. He got sliced up.
First Baxter had a go at it in Anchorman.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
And now fucking George.
Georgie boy.
Yeah, so they nasty bitch.
They land and like a wolf sniffs one.
Yep.
It goes into a creek and the
gator gets
you see
it.
A gator gobble it up.
Yeah. Yes.
Or it's implied. It's
and then George.
They didn't get an underwater camera for this movie despite one of the leading characters being an underwater creature.
Well, it's like
you
Jaws.
Never,
you got to keep the croc under the water. Yeah. So
it's like Jaws and it's George, baby. It makes sense. You can hear it.
And they gobble them up, and the next morning, Rock is he comes in and there's a call. George yep. ain't well.
Yes.
And they go and have a look and he's killed a bear and he's all huddled up in a cave and he's big up.
And so saying it is George ain't well yeah. and then them going and seeing a bear corpse. It's yeah. like, wow, you were really underselling this. Yeah. You said, yeah. George ain't well.
And then they're like, he comes, you see George and he's like shivering and scared in this cave and then he emerges from the cave. Not unlike Jesus, I guess. But then when he comes out and he's just like, he's bigger. I'm like, I've got no idea if he's bigger.
Same size.
They
to
have
me,
to
yeah.
say it. One of them says he's definitely bigger, right? Like, oh yeah, he's absolutely bigger.
The glasses guy is uncertain. He just sort of has a little. Yeah. Is it just me or is he bigger? And The Rock just immediately, he's definitely bigger.
Yeah. I couldn't tell. And that's maybe a big problem I had with this movie is that he wasn't big enough.
Yes,
Well, and then his size fluctuated. It seemed like to me, like at the
end, got gradually bigger.
And he's, I'm the same.
I thought he was going to get like King Kong style big. I really thought he was going to be like Kong.
But then when he's at the top of that building, he's pretty fucking big.
Yeah, you're right.
But when he's throwing the tanks around, he's smaller than that.
The wolf is a smaller creature in its normal form than a gorilla is in its normal form. The wolf is a humongous Goliath beast.
Yep.
And then this guy's like just like maybe the size of my house, a little bit smaller.
Why do you think they did that? I think it's because they knew that he was going to... Spoiler alert, they knew he was going to survive the movie and they thought it would be too freakish if there was now just a gigantic gorilla.
There's only
what are we going to do for the sequel? Make him small again? Yeah. I don't think so.
You can only have like so big of an animal that you can relate to.
Maybe.
Like if he was the size of a skyscraper, you'd be like, I don't give a shit if he means well.
That scale worked for me because like we've got King Kong. Like I kind of liked that their size was like big, but a bit more like believable.
We've got King Kong. We've explored that space.
And I would argue we already have Mighty Joe Young as well. Why are we back down to that size?
But he was about Mighty Joe Young size.
Yeah.
But you know what does fluctuate is his rate of expansion. So he grows like 5 feet in the space of about 6 hours.
He grows based on the plot demands, basically.
Yeah, and then just chills out for like a day. Yep. You don't need to really grow. Now I'm on this plane. Might put a few more meters in the can, I reckon.
Fit in a plane.
It's weird how every time he grows in size, he blows into his thumb like it's a balloon, and then starts inflating.
Alex, he really likes that one.
He loves balloon humor.
I love inflatable humor. I love it.
Weird French music plays as he's doing it. It's weird shit.
Is this where those two villains in the tower are introduced?
Oh my god.
Yeah, right.
So Malin Ackerman and who's the actor?
Jake Lacy,
SNL fucking reject. I kept thinking he was on Girls.
Oh, right. He's in the last season of The American Office, which I haven't seen. But
he plays like the baby version of John Krasinski.
Oh shit, he is.
A-list director.
Yeah, man, that guy fucking sucks.
Yeah.
He's really bad in this movie, dude.
I'm just looking at his Wikipedia. He's in Obvious Child, which I have seen, but I can't remember him.
Right. He's the romantic lead in there.
Yeah,
I like
the guy that does the deed with her.
I thought as I was watching this, I've never seen this guy in anything, and I think he's a genuinely terrible actor.
He was bad.
But I don't know.
They've gotten their wires crossed, and this guy has got his like goofy meter turn up. Oh, to 11.
Yeah. So he's been in good stuff. It seems like he's just getting bad direction or whatever. He's appalling.
His timing's off. Like he seems to miss cues a little bit as well. Like he's I guess
they're supposed to be comic relief, I guess, aren't they? Well, he is sort of.
He kind of. Yeah.
He's like the.
I've got
villain
no idea.
Who's a dumbass and he's like embarrassed and he's bad with at his job and
he's kind of a Wall Street bro at the same time.
I thought he was meant to be like a Christian Bale American Psycho, like real hard ass business guy. But you're right, he just starts bumbling and mumbling around and stuff.
Yeah.
He's a real fumbly dude. Yeah. And like when they hire The Rock, the problem is they go like, okay, we've got $84 more to hire the rest of the actors.
Yeah. But him being like kind of goofy comic relief is so weird because that guy who's in the first scene who's like trying to like be real alpha about going to Uganda, he's kind of set up oh, this is going to be this kind of goofy-ass guy that The Rock's going to have to keep pulling up. But then he literally is just not seen again.
And for as bad as this guy is, for my money, he's not the worst performance in the film.
He's
coming up later. Yeah, this guy is bad.
I reckon he's the worst.
Well,
I reckon he's
the worst. There's a worst
performance. There's a certain scenery-chewing cowboy who shows up.
See, I like this.
I like the cowboy. This guy's chewing way more scenery for me.
But it's I understand why. He's meant to be like goofy comic relief. Mm. The cowboy, I don't understand anything about why he was a cowboy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I mean...
And he was just constantly leaning back.
We're going to the cowboy.
Let's just go cowboy.
Okay, jump in? Cowboy. Oh, actually, just very quickly, can I say this? I don't know if any of you guys noticed this, but...
There's a Rampage
one of these,
arcade machine.
Yes!
Yeah.
In their office.
I noticed that.
Out of focus in the background.
I scoffed at that.
Yeah.
What?
Too much... inside Joe, and also breaks the world of the movie.
Yeah,
it took me out of it.
Yeah, if it exists in this world, how come when those monsters start going nuts, no one's like, "Oh shit, this is like the video game Rampage."
Yeah,
are you getting a load of this?
We got to. We must play the game to unlock the secrets.
Are we watching Ready Player One here?
Yeah, there's like a really quiet child somewhere playing the game, and he's mentally linked to these animals somehow.
So is the implication here that they love the video game so much, and they're like, "This gives us an idea," because that's so. It's we should quickly say here that it deviates wildly from the plot. Like, so weird to license a video game and then use basically none of the key plot elements.
They
so
always
in the game,
seem to do that, though. Those Resident Evil movies with that as well, where it's like, we'll take
Super
the name.
Mario Brothers.
So in the game, the monsters are all humans that have been transformed into these animals in, like, lab explosions and stuff like that.
Oh, right.
And the game, you have to knock down all the buildings in a level, and so it's like them crossing the country doing that.
Mm.
Basically, none of those elements are here.
They do a little bit of the dumb American sightseeing stuff of like, oh, the wolf's at Mount Rushmore. Okay.
Didn't break Mount Rushmore down.
No, he just walks near it.
Of the movie should have been, we must commission George as the new head on Mount Rushmore for saving the day.
Well, I'll say quickly, like, my main thought of this is, this could have been such a sick movie if, because like in the game, in the artwork for the game, they're all kind of like radical kind of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtley looking characters.
Like Bebop Rocksteady type things.
If the monkey had had like sunglasses and the wolf had had like a backwards cap and they had been like weird, radical, like humanized people, that would have been...
The monsters didn't have enough attitude for you.
Yeah, that would have been a cool fucking movie.
The gorilla flips people off. That's pretty attitude-y. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
Yeah. Mm.
Shit, I didn't know that. So... what is the point of licensing the name of the
I think
brand?
They just had it years ago. Like someone just bought a fuckload of whatever company's
Midway.
Rights.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah,
and so they
Midway
got like Mortal Kombat and all that sort of shit.
Is Spy Hunter Midway as well?
Could be.
I think it is because The Rock was in a Spy Hunter game for Xbox, I think.
Yeah, right.
Wow. And it was just like a new Spy Hunter and it's just him as like this shitty James Bond driving the car and that's it. So it's weird to me they never made that film.
Right.
Because it sounds like
not yet.
Shitty movie he would be in.
But because there's like three Rock action movies a year, it'll come.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank God.
He'll just do every single one of them at some point. It's going to be Cooking Mama with The Rock.
So the feds turn up to take George away. They put him on a plane. And
well, he smashes out of the
zoo.
The zoo.
Oh, there's a whole other character that we haven't mentioned yet.
Naomi Harris.
Into the movie,
Dr.
she's there.
Crandall, what was it?
That'll do.
Like that. Dr. Crandall.
Caldwell. I don't know why I remember that.
ex-scientist who worked at the company that made this genetics thing.
Energina.
What can we make of that sounds like the Terminator? That movie was fucking cool.
Yeah.
By the way, the boardroom, like the evil kind of like siblings' office, nothing in a movie sticks out more as obvious set dressing than like trying to like let's make a room that a billionaire lives in.
Yeah.
And it just always looks like tacky and like
looks like IKEA. Frasier's apartment.
Yeah.
It's got random sculptures.
The little magnetic balls that hit together.
Yeah,
There's just an ATV. Must have been a late in production addition, those two characters.
Yeah.
Because they rarely leave that room.
Yeah,
they're pretty much only in that room. At a certain point in production, they've gone, we need villains.
It looked bad too. I kept thinking of SNL for some reason. Every time they were on, it was like a bad SNL sketch.
Yeah. Right.
just because that dude, like that dude beating up the sculpture at first, and she's like, it, right. it cost yeah. us tens of billions of dollars yeah. plus the 8,000 of the sculpture you just yeah. ruined.
That's right.
Oh yeah. God. And well, because she, Malin Ackerman, she's in one of my favorite comedy series of all time, Children's Hospital, yeah. and she's fucking right. good in that.
Yeah.
She kind of plays it straight, but is very kind of absurd as well. Mm. And in this... Yeah, she's kind of, it's just fucking way over the top and
she's
stupid.
She's the villain. She's the true villain.
And I didn't mind it towards the end when she was like actually being a little villainy.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But she, I think just having that goofball next to her kept making her seem like a dickwad.
Well, yes. I think it's just as well they were only given the job to be expository. Like they're just explaining what's happening in the movie.
Yeah.
So it stops this fucking movie in its tracks every time they come on screen.
Yep.
And it's just so boring because everything else, they're looking at this crazy monkey. You're looking at The Rock, which is not that bad. but it just like stops everything so poorly in its tracks.
Yeah, I think that's
and
true.
There's seven different moments in the film where it just like as soon as it's gaining some momentum
it happens.
It just
they have to cut away and go, so let me get this straight.
Yeah.
We need to make sure this movie's over 2 hours long. Let's go see these guys again.
Yeah, I couldn't believe there was a half hour stretch in the middle there of just The Rock and this Katie Caldwell just getting to know each other. I got so fucking tired.
Yeah, that sucked. Yeah.
So especially when you know The Rock ain't gonna fuck.
Yeah, of course.
This movie would be amazing if it was like 45 minutes long.
Yes.
Like, if it was an IMAX.
The third act of it, experience. I didn't mind that, like the entire third act of until course. Like the Same. Very end.
Yeah.
So when it delivered on what it promised itself.
So the first speed hump is like us seeing these two siblings for the first time. Then we get to the next speed hump, which is them being taken away and put on the plane.
Mm. Well, and so she kind of explains some stuff to it and lies to the Bella twins about what has happened and all that stuff. And then Thingo breaks out of the cage.
Yes.
George breaks out, and that was my favorite part because he kept banging on the thing.
You've got Cam with something.
The concrete is visibly smashing.
WWE stuff.
The concrete is visibly smashing as the gorilla hits on it.
Yeah.
It's obviously going to break. And The Rock, they zoom into his face. He's like, it's not going to hold. Like he's got a fucking spidey sense.
The very next scene, George smashes through the wall. Shit goes everywhere. The Rock walks in and goes, get back.
Yeah. And then he yells, call 911. And then the cops show up and he's like, no.
Oh, yeah, he's furious the cops are there.
It's so weird.
Who ratted him out? Yeah, that thing of him going, it's not going to hold, that's dialogue that you'd have him do if you didn't have the money to like show the effects of like the wall breaking.
Yeah.
You don't need to do, like doing both is just like so... That's an early sign where you're like, oh, this is actually offensive how I'm being treated as an audience member. Like, this movie thinks every I'm second, fucking dumb as shit.
Every second fucking thing. And, like, the most heavily implied things. And then they have the glasses guy go, she wants to fuck you. It's the weirdest.
In that very first scene with all the human characters and the guys doing the Uganda stuff and The Rock's doing the analogy about the gorillas, the glasses guy goes, I think he's talking about you.
Yeah, I know.
Like, it's nuts. And every second word that comes out of The Rock's mouth is like a bad, I need a drink.
Yeah. This movie, I reckon, has every like tropey action movie line, like him near the end when he like goes off and the girl saying to him, just promise me you won't die. Like, it's just littered with stuff like that.
You know the one that killed you and I? Is when we finally see the giant crocodile emerge from the water and it zooms in on The Rock's face and he goes, well, that sucks.
That's the thing. All of the ones he's doing aren't fun.
Yeah. It's like just the first draft placeholder lines.
And they're delivered so bad. And every part of this where they go into like the sort of awkward comedy, especially him and Dr. Krangen, they are just the most annoying. Like, did you get the door? No, I didn't get the door. Why did I get the door? Or like, I was going to knock him out. I was going to knock that guy out. But you know, you can deal with that in other ways than knocking people out. Yeah, but it's not as fun. Like, all of those bits are terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then, they take George away on this plane.
Yeah. And they also, that they take for some reason, like they bind up, they've done nothing wrong, but they bind up Dr. Kringo and Mankind and they take them onto the.
Which has got to run out soon.
That's a good, let's remember that. The Rock's hands are bound.
They are bound and it's impossible to get out of a police binding, you would assume.
Yeah. And so we meet Cowboy for the first time.
Yeah. Whose name was what again? Jeffrey Dean Morgan. That's the actor's name.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Yeah.
And I think he was doing his best Walton Goggins impression.
Yeah,
I feel like basically George W. Bush was the character. Yeah.
I honestly feel like cooler. They would have written it for Walton Goggins.
Yeah,
I feel like it was written for him, but then they went, and also, oh, let's get someone else from TV.
Too busy doing Tomb Raider. Another video game movie in production.
But another TV actor.
Written for him. And for him to do badly, and like there was that, just that character fucking sucked.
Yeah,
I hated.
He had some of the funniest lines,
but that like the sort of smug, like overconfident agent type character is the most boring. And he's leaning back, and he's like, "I'm always one step ahead."
Yeah, well, this old cowboy's gonna move on down the range.
This killed you and I when he goes, "As my grandpappy used to say to me."
Yeah. He died at that. Yeah. I don't even remember what he said after that.
Like, everyone's an asshole.
Like bullshit fake southern thing read by someone who's never been like any further south than fucking South Central.
You know he's a cowboy because he's got a big belt buckle and a gun prominent in the belt at all times.
And a gun that they absolutely would not let him have if he worked for any government agency.
It's like this pearl a six shooter. Pearl like Desert Eagle or six shooter, very cowboy gun that is never once taken out of the holster. No. I reckon it's just the handle.
It was definitely an actor's decision. He had made that choice.
Every time they cut to him, he like does the thing where he gets his jacket back and shows the gun. Just every single time.
That would make this character make sense to me if it was just written as an FBI agent and then he showed up and he's like, I want to be a cowboy, baby. Kid Rock me up.
Yeah. They should have gone the whole hog, have him in a 10-gallon hat and the what's the tie called?
The bolo. Like one more piece of it every time we see him in a new scene. And by the end, he's riding a horse up with stirrups and shit.
Final shot, he's literally Yosemite Sam. He's like shrunk about 3 feet. He's got a huge ginger moustache.
Crocodile like bites him on the butt and he hops away.
Bullet hole through the hat. Detective Bubble O'Bill is on the case.
The ultimate cowboy.
Because he's like, his horse is black, his suit's black, and it's just he would always show the gun. In my mind, I kept on thinking it's just tucked into the front of his pants.
Yeah.
The way that he kept on showing it off, it's like, is he trying to be sexy with this thing?
He's definitely like, trying to be sexy.
Yes.
He really thinks he's hot stuff, this
and
guy.
Fucking worked,
and he is.
Man.
I got to give it to him. He's good looking dude.
The cinema was swooning when
we
saw him.
He's sexier than The Rock.
I don't know. Nobody in the movie said that anyone found him attractive, so I don't know if he was.
Yeah, that's true.
Then they like do the classic movie thing of the government underestimating this ape, and they're like, we've figured it out. We know he's going to be fine. We've got enough sedative. Don't worry about this set piece that we're in.
And they would have been right, except for those cunning siblings. Meanwhile, back at base. Now, what was this all about? They fucking turn on some
sonar
transmission tower that they have.
I forgot about this.
So dumb. The whole plot of the movie is
I don't
now
understand why they
sonar.
Want them there.
They explain it. I can't remember. It's something along the lines of, if we draw them here, then the government will kill them and then we can extract their DNA secretly.
Yeah. Right.
Cool.
I want to get their DNA.
Good on you, you fucking losers.
Don't play your little fucking pinball machine in the corner.
I don't understand how they've made all these billions of dollars from this scheme as well.
Yeah.
Like, they have a lot of money and their whole scheme has been like, we've got some DNA in space.
Yeah.
But either way.
And I guess the reason they were in space is too illegal for Earth. Got to go out to international space.
That's a good point. What were they doing in space?
I have no
idea. Literally just it?
That's
Yeah, that was it. They did mention that as well. Yeah. They were too naughty to do this
on
Earth.
There's no government cowboys up in space.
They do refer to the government as government all the time.
It's
like, or the government's going to find out. The government's going to get us. Yeah. It's like so nonspecific.
I don't think they ever say that they're the feds either.
He says he's from an OGA. Yeah. He says
he
other
goes,
government.
I'm OGA, brother. And
that's
then
it.
The Rock goes, I've heard that line of bullshit before. Other government agency. Very funny.
Because that's the thing. The Rock
was swindled in a scam by some guy like, yeah, I'm OGA. No, you can't do this over me again, please.
The Undertaker is not only a fucking guy who knows everything about apes, but he's also ex-military. So he has every skill needed for this movie.
He can fly choppers, planes, every type of gun he can operate. Yep. He was like
a lot of them
a
just
Navy
have a trigger.
SEAL essentially.
Yeah.
He then got transferred to some anti-poacher
into the UN.
And now is a zookeeper.
Is that common? Is that a common trajectory?
I don't
go from fighting in Iraq to being in the UN.
Yeah, to being
in
the UN.
And then working in San Diego Zoo. You probably have never seen the Kevin James movie Zookeeper. The exact same thing happens, baby.
Really?
No. I've never seen it.
Now that's acting.
That's good acting.
So
monkey busts out of the plane.
Monkey busts out of the cage in the plane. And that's then we get.
I like that. And when they got in that plane, I was like, oh, sick.
Here we go.
Yes, the first good set piece of the movie.
I didn't mind the wolf, the first wolf one.
Oh, yeah, we skipped that.
Yeah, okay, with Joe Manganiello.
Yeah, Joe Manganiello.
I thought he was going to be the main villain of the movie.
Same. Another group of people like, oh, a bunch of ragtag looking mercenaries. Here come the villains.
And they're also going like, did this guy die? Like, he just kind of dies off screen. Yeah.
Yeah,
he's
and
such
like,
a big
well, no, the
actor.
Wolf fucking leans down right next to his head for like 50 seconds. And the guy's like, oh, rough day at the office. And then the wolf eats him up.
Yeah. So that's weird because they have like maybe 2 minutes of them kind of shit talking each other in the chopper. Mm. And you kind of go, oh, okay, this is setting these guys up.
Yeah.
And it's then the they most just fucking unceremoniously.
The most stereotypical mercenary in a movie thing where they're like, oh, we should have brought the 50 cal.
But they also like set up Joe Manganiello as like this crazy big character.
Do you know what happened as well?
He gets a better intro than The Rock.
When they fucking intro him, he's walking through the mercenary camp. Someone hands him a gun, and then he hands that gun to somebody else later on as well.
He assembles the gun as he's walking, then palms it off to some other guy, then gets to turn around and be really hot and awesome. Yeah. Yeah. I immediately went, great, finally someone I like in this movie.
Yeah.
The cool dude from Magic Mike's back.
And it's like a one shot. It's like this one shot that just follows back of his head. Like, who's this? They got someone.
I thought it was
going to
be the Punisher.
And the
I really did. I thought it was going to be the
John Bernthal. Yeah.
And the siblings have been like, we're gonna call in the fucking people.
My favorite line of the movie is she goes, remember that company we acquired, Killers R Us? He's the us.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
He's the killer.
What the fuck? Yeah, that was a fucking stinker of a line.
Yeah. So that
we're the us.
I didn't notice that. I think maybe the fidgeting had started by this point, so I must have gotten distracted.
No, I was still into it at this point.
Yeah, this was
I
early. Was. This was early.
Yeah, it was a different kind of movement when Joe Manganiello on screen. Cam loves the guy.
I got a little horror. I genuinely jumped at one thing.
Yeah.
And it was like something's obviously going to jump out, but I wasn't expecting it.
It's also the deer running past them.
Yeah.
That exact thing that has been ripped off a million times from Aliens, where every one of these mercenaries has a camera on their chest, and we're watching the feed as they all get kind of taken out one by one.
Yeah.
It's been an Aliens, Jurassic World,
and then they always still go to like static instead of like the blue screen that you would get in a modern, like a DVD logo bouncing around.
But this scene gives us the wolf jumping onto the helicopter, which was fucking
The action parts of this movie were fun.
Yeah.
I liked
them. Those creatures all look sick.
Yeah.
Like, the crocodile looks so weird and scary. It's like tooths coming out of his head and stuff.
Yeah, all the teeth in his mouth.
Yeah, teeth. Sorry, I meant to say teeth, guys. But he's got like weird shit. Like,
he's got weird eyes
and stuff. Yeah. It just looks so cool.
I liked all the
And it keeps
the
licking the screen. Like, its tongue's always exposed. Yes. Like, keeps on seeing down its mouth.
Did you like that shit?
I love seeing that croc's tongue.
So then
The plane chip
monkey jumps
cool.
out of the plane.
Yep.
They all get fucked, and the three main people, the cowboy, CM Punk again, Dr.
Crandall.
Dr. Crandall.
Dr. Kevorkian.
They're all alive. They all parachute out. Monkey runs off.
Mm-hmm.
And then The Rock and Dr. Cranston have like a weird level of talking in the cornfield.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like a lot of...
Hated it.
Yeah. My brother's dead. That's the whole thing.
Dilly gaff, dude.
Yeah.
I was so sad about my brother dying.
Freaking Rock, dude.
Yeah, this is about the fourth speed hump in about 35 minutes worth of movie so far. Yeah.
Like, a 19-year-old bachelor student tried to fuck me. I don't give a shit about your brother.
So then...
is this where it all starts kicking off?
No, well, then they end up on the military base.
Oh, right.
And then there's even dicking around with nothing happening.
So
another government guy is like, I think I know how to deal with this situation. Yeah. I'm going to not listen to you.
Yeah. Mm. So they steal a chopper and they get jumped by these two army guys. And The Rock sort of says to him, don't try this.
One of my favorite tropes of an action movie.
Yeah, I'm going to punch you and then I'm going to put you in a chokehold and you're going to urinate yourself. That's embarrassing.
Yeah. It's my favorite thing that any action star does.
Which then he does.
Yeah.
And I, it, that's kind of, to me, like, was setting up, oh, and then they'll pan down and you'll see that he's like, actually pissed himself.
Really gonna see
and, and you don't see anything. That seemed weird.
Ripped off or what?
I want to see some piss, dude.
And yeah, government guy just lets him steal this chopper that The Rock can half fly.
Yes.
And then
that's the most vulnerability The Rock has ever shown. He's like, yeah, I do know how to fly this chopper. Yes. And he kind of can.
That stuff where it slots into that real, like, I said it before, the awkward, like, it'll come back to me now. It's
so funny, though, because he kind of can't do it, and you see a shot from the back of the chopper of, like, a fucking wheel that's not up or something.
Mm. Yeah.
As if you're meant to all go, oh, yeah, duh. Oh, but then he seems to sort of do nothing about it, and then just, like, the second time he tries, like, up we go. Yeah. Yeah. Like, what about the wheel? Yeah. Put the fucking wheel up, dude. I love that the cowboy guy just has the keys to the chopper on him as well, by the way. Like, he busts them.
I kept thinking, this dude is a weird character,
too. Do choppers have keys like that? They were on, like, a key ring and shit. Yeah. Like, you toss it to him like it was car.
Yeah.
Fucking car keys.
Yeah, that's what you do. You got to make sure it's in neutral. And
that
then
I really threw me for a loop. What the fuck is going on?
Is that real?
I think about that.
I don't know.
It's like he jangled the keys on a chain.
All right, son, here you go. Yeah. Take it for a spin.
Yeah.
That character I kept thinking was like playing everyone and was going to end up being one of the monsters or something, because like he kept seeming like he wasn't on anybody's side.
You put too much thought into this.
But in a very
He's just a guardian angel sent from heaven to make sure Earth is still not chaotic.
Because he was so massively overacting the entire time, I kept thinking there must be something going on there, but there isn't.
No.
He's just a cowboy.
And surely this is where it all kicks off, right? Are we there yet?
I think it is.
Yeah?
I think pretty much it is.
Well, because they fly into the city and they're like, all the monsters are going to Chicago.
Yes.
Yeah. The wolf and the gorilla are running together.
They're going to fucking Chi-town.
So, finally we get what this movie is actually meant to be, like the thing that it's based on.
Yeah.
The these monsters smashing up the city.
The monsters are finally unleashed in the city.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's all right.
I thought it was pretty good.
This is where I started to fall asleep.
Oh, right.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Third act.
Yeah.
You stayed with it through the whole army base shit.
I was kind of into all that stuff.
you love protocol. You love protocol.
I do.
Ben loves dialogue.
Yeah.
He loves to hear those quips going back and forth.
I liked how it just went for it in the most over-the-top stupid way. Like, this is the dumbest action movie you will see. And
how is a bunch of people discussing plans going for it?
Well, it's real Sorkin level shit.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. A lot of walk and talks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and he has that weird fight with the army dude, like the cowboy guy.
Yes.
And him at loggerheads about
it. Yeah, but tete-a-tete.
Yeah. But I like the wolf scene, the plane scene, and how stupid the dialogue was.
Yeah.
And I didn't dislike the end. I just got sleepy.
I liked where it, like, just them beating up the city was fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
I had a good time. And then, like, The Rock and Dr. Crimbo just hovering, watching it all, like, not really knowing where to go.
Yeah, they're just, like, doing laps of the city.
Yeah.
Like, doing blockies.
And they're throwing tanks at every other helicopter and plane and stuff, but... Not them.
They didn't really trash too much of the Windy City. They kind of just...
Thank goodness. It's got some of the best architecture in all the United States.
Dark Knight, dude.
Yeah.
They trash at Dave and Buster's, and Dave and Buster's actually have a deal where they've made like an updated Rampage arcade game that's exclusively at Dave and Buster's in the States.
Right.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Promo.
Yeah. Mm. That long
very deliberate.
Shot
the,
of...
Yeah. Yeah, they pull the sign off and like throw it into the camera. Yeah. Like,
No, he's tearing apart the Coca-Cola factory. Oh, it's getting in my mouth. It's delicious, but this is terrifying.
Now the gorilla and the wolf are climming this tower to try and destroy it because the sonar's
to turn off that annoying sound
sonar. Mm. Meanwhile, The Rock.
Oh yeah, because they've done a lot of exposition of these animals are like 10 different animals now.
Yeah.
They've got some bat and some gecko,
not really,
and it's just her swiping through a Wikipedia article in incognito mode.
Yeah,
as well. God. I noticed from the colors. Yeah.
I also loved that she said that doctor said the siblings have always been obsessed with sonar.
That's like a line that you would write, Cam. That's such a Cam line.
Obsessed with it. What the fuck?
Just in their sleep, sonar.
Yeah,
that's sonar.
Oh, so dumb. So they're really trying to do is turn off that freaking satellite at the building.
So they're just kind of racing. That's why they're not smashing heaps of this city. They're just on a race to get through to there.
We've got to break one building. thing. Come on, guys, let's do it.
But this is where Croc Boy comes out, or I guess Alligator Boy comes out.
He doesn't really do too much though, does he, Alligator Boy?
He has
a big fight with George. There's a fair bit of Croc.
Yeah, man.
Well, because he's just like climbing that building and then just goes horizontal through it at some point.
Yeah, just to fuck it up more.
Oh yeah, we forgot to bring it up. On the plane, Rock just bursts out of the fucking cuffs.
Yes. A beautiful moment.
Dumbass.
So good.
Yeah.
I love that.
Not many other actors could do that.
No.
So it's pretty awesome that they got here.
He also does it in one of the Fast and Furious as well.
Yeah,
I'm pretty
sure. Yeah, he
breaks
out of like a...
Breaks out of an arm cast. And something else.
That's right. Yeah.
He just flexes out of it.
It's such a thing that they go with this actor, with this actor.
They're like, well, people will buy him breaking out of steel.
Yeah.
Like, no one will question it. Fuck it. Look at him.
But also, like, what they've locked him up with, it's just like a cable tie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's not handcuffs. It's like...
And having done nothing wrong as well. I don't understand why he's cable tied.
They should have chopped his hands off.
Make ashtrays out of him.
The ultimate indignity. He's been poached.
By the way, that we've glossed over that. When they're in the cornfields having their heart-to-heart, we get a flashback of George watching his family get murdered.
Yes.
It's like, I don't know that we needed
getting
to like
hacked up.
That's 100% one of the bits I fell asleep through. Because I woke up midway through, like, what the fuck is going on? I don't know what was happening.
This baby gorilla hiding under a car looking sad.
Redo that, like, George is, he's a nice.
Yeah, yeah. So,
although he does fucking eat someone in this movie.
Yeah. The only person he eats is the one person they needed him to eat.
Yeah.
But he has not eaten another.
He's never shown any sign of being, like, carnivorous.
No, I think they eat nuts.
Yeah.
But he just eats that woman when
that
she's got the antidote.
That actually crossed a line for me.
Agreed,
Saw Madeline Ackerman just shot the Rock, but please don't.
But we saw her go, like, fall down
and
his
then
throat.
Squeezed.
I thought that was
her legs,
sick.
Like,
yeah,
got
you
all
loved it.
I loved
up.
It. I loved that.
I yelled out,
I love this.
Because in between, they, like, climb up the thing, they go into the... I can only think of the word restaurant lab, and they,
you know, food.
I'm really hungry.
Cooking up some experiments on the old.
They go
plate.
In there and they steal like three of the antidotes, and there's like 20 more in there. And just take them all, idiot.
Yeah.
Take every single one of them in case you drop one. Anyway,
so at this point,
the rock gets shot.
Malin Ackerman gets eaten.
He just brushes it off, and a couple of times remembers in some shots to go to hold his side.
Yeah. They show the blood thing, and it's like it's the size of a fucking 50-cent coin.
He's had like bigger blood marks on the back of his singlet for the whole movie.
A really weird amount of blood on the back of his head.
That was distracting.
So then the building that they're on starts to collapse, and they come up with this thing that they can get in the helicopter and just hover it just above the building, and they'll
because
be
it doesn't
safe.
Have a tail,
like surfing an avalanche.
Which he says doesn't he?
Yeah, that was cool.
And she goes, I don't know what that's like.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
great line.
So that's
Rock's
so
like, I surf avalanches every winter. I go Perisher, Threadbow, I can't.
So there's this building, it collapses. That looks really cool because, you know, there's the monkey and the wolf are on the top of it.
Because the alligators just walk through the middle is why it's like he gets bored of climbing and at some point just walks through the center.
Huge set piece, you know, you'd sort of think, oh, well, this is the climax.
Yeah.
This movie goes, what about another 25 minutes
right now?
Of then just the wolf and the gorilla fighting on the ground in the dust. It looks shitty.
How funny was that awesome reveal that the wolf is also a sugar glider?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And then Rock does that shit thing of like, of course the wolf can fly.
Of course the wolf can fly.
Yeah, so why don't the others get extra shit added onto them as well?
Because it's only the wolf. The wolf can shoot spears out of its tail.
That's right.
But the croc's just fuck ugly, and the gorilla's just slightly bigger. Like, those are the two traits that they have.
Yeah.
And then they just fight for ages. I like the way, like, the thing of the rock standing near the crocodile and being like, come on, wolf, come get me. And it goes into the mouth of the... But then they turn on each other
and you have to think, like, why did they not just turn on it? If they're that, like, insane, why aren't they just turning on each other before they even get to the tower?
But it bites its head off.
That's sick.
That was fucking cool.
That was sick.
I think I missed that.
Yeah, you did fall asleep during this.
Oh, really? You missed that fight?
Yeah.
Oh.
So then eventually George kind of George saves the day.
Yeah.
Kills. He ends up killing the lizard guy by kind of sacrificing himself. Yeah. Takes a.
I honestly can't remember how he.
Honestly,
did it.
Oh, he gets a pole through the chest.
The
Christ-like metaphor really comes to the forehead at this point.
I mean, yes. George is the chosen one.
Yeah.
In this hero's journey,
it's weird that hero's journey, in my opinion, yeah. was the new chosen one.
Yeah.
Wow. It was strange that they had him hold his arms both out at full length for the entire movie. Yeah. Kind of looked like he'd broken and was doing like a T-pose.
So at this point, at the end, we're pretty much at the end. We think that George has died.
Rock gets in a helicopter and tries to shoot the guy, like the a croc. Grounded helicopter, tries to shoot the croc.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Yeah. Meanwhile... Meanwhile,
I'm in full fidget mode.
Cowboy,
at this point.
Yeah. Cowboy is.
He's in the lobby.
In the lobby.
Jake
Lacey's doing a runner with all the evidence. Just
with
trying
the rat,
to get
who you're thinking
with,
like, oh, the rat's gonna get big.
Yeah. Good callback.
Sequel, maybe.
The cowboy kind of basically goes, "Oh, if you give me your laptop with all the evidence of what the company's done, you can go free."
Mm.
And he goes, "Oh, duh, great." Does it? Runs out the front door, is immediately crushed by a bit of the building falling on him.
Yeah.
And the cowboy kind of gives this look as if like, well, my plan played out perfectly.
What?
He didn't know that was going to happen.
And he like, looked out the door first and then went, hey, I'll tell you what, why don't you get out of there? Like he knew.
Why don't you walk that way? Walk along this line. It's like he was Michael.
He's Wiley Coyote.
The John Travolta character. He is an angel living on Earth.
Yeah, that was brutal.
It was weird and I didn't want the need that guy to die.
Yeah.
But Malin Ackerman, when she dies, that I was into that.
I
you
wasn't.
Yelled out, "I love this."
I screamed it really loud. I ran into another cinema and told him about it.
Guys, you gotta see this.
Guys, leave this. Come in here. This is sick.
Can we rewind this?
I have a mouthful of popcorn crackled down my front. Right back a bit. That's fucking rich.
So then so then George, we think he's dead. The Rock's very upset by
that. Oh, God.
Gorilla.
This was the worst. And like I thought that the second that George was back, I was like, okay, he's gonna flip off the croc and then kill the croc.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is what he should have fucking done.
Right.
And he doesn't. He dies, you think.
Mm.
And then there's like a mother hugging her child and whatever. And then it just the most awkwardly fucking jarred in moment of like, wait, did you just open your eye?
Yeah,
I saw you close it.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Turns out George is just pretending to be dead.
Yes,
because he's got
that all the time too.
I
do that all the time as well. Just so I could hear my friends eulogize me. It's like the Rock did.
Is that why you would pretend to be asleep in the movie? Oh yeah, are you at what time are you on?
Five.
Oh, five. Okay,
oh, five.
Cool. Sorry, I thought you were at 6.
6:50. Oh, sorry.
Do a quick, very quick.
Yeah, sure.
So then this brings us to what I think is the best thing I've ever seen in any movie.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is the gorilla seeing that The Rock has a female friend goes, is pointing at her, and The Rock goes, oh, she's a friend. She's part of my pack
family,
now.
Tribe,
troop or something.
Then the gorilla does the universal
gorillas
symbol.
Gorillas are all at sketch troops.
The gorilla does the circle with one hand and the finger of the other hand going into the circle as
the
if to mime.
Symbol.
You fucking?
You fucking tonight. Who
I
fucking
don't
tonight?
I think I've laughed harder in a movie.
I lost my fucking mind.
Yeah.
I could not believe that this movie aimed at 12-year-olds ended on a pussy joke.
Yeah.
I could
it's
not
insane.
Believe it.
There was a somber silence in our cinema.
Yes. Yeah.
It was very sober.
We were all angry that he wasn't dead. That would have been a good emotional, you know.
And then immediately after that bit, like Rock high fist bumps him and whatever. And then it like zooms out and it's like, oh, well, I guess they saved the day. And the monkey walks up and just lifts somebody out of the building on his hand. Some fucking crazy person just walks onto his hand real confidently.
I just watched this cunt tear down the fucking city.
But I think he's good
I'll
now.
Jump in his palm.
Did you get a lot of the sex?
I saw him do the pussy
shit. Yeah, that was sick.
The thing is, this gorilla
this
only knows
it.
Sign language because The Rock taught it to him. Yeah. Why is The Rock teaching this gorilla the sign language for fucking?
You gotta learn.
That's a very good point.
That's a story for the sequel.
No, a prequel. We need to see how this came to be.
We're at
The Rock once again VM. Denies his attraction to a woman.
Yucky.
We are out of time.
Yes, we got to wrap this up. But I, you know, it's fun when it's when it's being an action movie. It's fun.
In conclusion, I like the movie.
One of the most dumbass movies I've ever seen. It was fun.
10 stars.
Yeah.
10 stars. 5 bags of popcorn.
Honestly, best of the fest for me so far.
I think it is the first video game movie that I really liked.
Yeah, right.
Mm. Yeah.
Sure.
Better than Tomb Raider, I thought.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk about
Cam
another time.
Loves
it's
Tomb Raider.
Really fun. Mm. Cam and Alexi, thanks heaps for joining us.
Thanks so much for having us.
Check out Total Reboot. Check out Mike Check. Check out Cameron James at the Comedy Festival for another couple of nights. Mm. Filthycasuals.com.au is where you can find all our stuff. Guys, thanks heaps for listening. And as we say at the end here of every episode of Filthy Casuals...
Well, this sucks.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. It's not optional. You have to do it. We used to go easy on it, but now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.